the second straight week, the Broncos were not tested down the field. That was the good news. The bad news, a lot of small plays ended up costing the Broncos late and widening that deficit in the fourth quarter.
I mean, every game wasted if you lose, so it's a team game. We just got to figure out how to get turnover somehow, force fumble, anything. But that first punt return kind of set us back. From there on, they had a smart game plan to just really attack the middle of the field and work the tight ends, and that's something that we're going to see that every week unless we get up on some people.
It's just the way they was playing. It's hard for us to, like, play the way we want to play because they was up from the beginning of the game, so it was just playing safe and not risking anything, and it's hard for us to force turnovers and get after the quarterback and do what we do well if they're playing safe and, like, not trying to lose the game. That's how they was playing.
The problem is a tough, you know, problem to solve. You know, it's so many different, you know, ways to get turnovers, and we're not getting any of them. So we obviously got to get turnovers. We got to create a short field for our offense. And, we got to make plays. We got playmakers all across the field. And we got to be able to make plays on defense to put our offense in better position.
Some good news on the defensive side of the ball. Von Miller passed Carl Mecklenburg for second all-time on the career sack list in Denver. Doma Tapeko also getting on the board with a sack here in L.A. The Broncos, however, have a big test next week. Alex Smith, Kareem Hunt, Tyreek Hill, and Travis Kelce all await on Monday Night Football. In Los Angeles, I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV.